How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you being over 40 to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. In the next couple episodes, I have a new guest, Dr. Ann Barter. She's a chiropractor and functional medicine doctor that specializes in gut health. Her podcast is called Gut Health Reset. In this episode, we find out why she is called the gut health detective. Stay tuned for the next couple episodes.
Yeah, I've always been interested in natural alternative kind of healing. And so my path to kind of getting here, just the short version of that, was when I was in college, I started breaking out into hives all over my body. And the hives were pretty severe. And I looked like a creature on Star Wars. So anyhow, it was not cute. It was not pretty. And so the concern with that ultimately is that the hives can swell up in your throat and asphyxiate in your breathing. So I was having hives in my throat. So I went to the emergency room because my breathing was a little bit labored, and they gave me an IV. They have Benadryl and other things, and then sent me home. Okay. Well, it happened the next night and the next night and the next night. And anyway, on the final night, my breathing was so labored that I was unconscious. And my roommate at the time actually carried me to her car and drove me to the hospital. And I had already been to the emergency room that night. And so I think through my entire growing up, there were no answers for why I had certain ailments. And I'll kind of spare you all that drama, but just like to kind of get an idea, like I confused my appendix rupturing with period cramps. So just to kind of give that sort of sideline. So anyway, I just knew that something was wrong. And so finally, since traditional medicine was kind of like, we don't know what to do with you. I don't know. I started treating, like looking at holistic treatments. And some of that looked at changing my diet and other things. But as I went to the emergency room time and time again, no one talked to me about, hey, like you could be, I mean, I was having anaphylaxis.
Yeah.
Was actually reacting to something to like, hey, we could really see what these foods are, et cetera. And so anyway, that kind of set me in motion into actually getting into alternative medicine. And I think my interest, I started a practice, I guess, about 14-ish years ago. So I've been in practice about 14 years. And I think gut health just really started continuing to come up. And I think through my own struggles with my own personal gut health, I became interested in that. And so that's how I got into practice doing a lot of gut health, but I do a lot of other things. That was really kind of how it all started.
Yeah. I love seeing on your website that you label yourself the holistic detective. I love that.
Well, yeah.
Did working on your gut health eventually fix your problem with all the hives and in the throat and all that, or was it something else?
Yeah. So ultimately, first, it was food related. So food and stress. So at the time, I was quite the honor student. I was quite the student. And I also had a ton of stress, as well as I was eating things that I was reacting to under all of that stress. So kind of through a long range of things, fixing my gut health. I haven't had hives since I've sort of cleaned up my diet and done some other things. And everybody's food sensitivities or food allergies are different. So I'm not going to bore you with all those details. But yeah, cleaning that up was a huge help for me. And then working on my gut health through the years, as a kid, I was given kind of antibiotics. I tended to be a little bit more of a stressed out kid. And so ultimately, stress, when you look at gut, when you look at like a stool panel, for example, for somebody, like their gut is totally wiped out if they've been under a lot of stress. So it's kind of like they've been on longer term antibiotics. And so what we see is this pattern of dysbiosis. And I was a queen of that. I had parasites, like it was super nasty. And so doing that, changing my diet, changing the way that I ate, clearing out some of these gut infections so that I could actually absorb my nutrients a little bit better and heal up some of the areas where I had some of that leaky gut was really important. And I think that the piece that I've been most interested in lately has been reducing my stress, as I'm a woman in my 40s. And so stress, that becomes a really big piece as I'm in perimenopause and that's kind of looming. So from a hormonal perspective, I can't quite operate on the same level that I have for so many years. And so a lot of women and men during this time period run into that. Lower hormones, changes in hormones, testosterone changes, et cetera. It's a big deal at kind of this stage in the game. And estrogen filtration is a major effect on the gut, which I really had a hard time with. So it sets you up for things like cancer and polyps or other diseases that are associated with high estrogen, also weight gain. So just the gut bacteria alone and how you're filtering that has a really big impact. So yeah, long story short, yes, I have fixed and worked on my gut health for many years. And so some of that, I think some of my own health struggles really pushed me into helping other people because we can recognize that in ourselves. And what we have conquered is generally attracted to us, or what we are working on is generally attracted to us.
Yeah. I think I started involved gut health and research a little bit, but really actively for the last year, kind of adamantly working on that and eating even healthier and fermented foods and that kind of stuff. But do you recommend someone who doesn't have any issues that they know of, at least, that everyone do the testing and stool samples to see if there is anything in there? Or do you kind of more wait for people to have issues first before you go that route?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. Sometimes it's not just gut problems that you're having issues with. Like, right, I presented with hives. I don't know if everybody links hives back to gut health, but that's highly related. If you have eczema, for example, I don't know if people link that back to gut health, but that's super related to what's going on in your gut. Autoimmune disease. So if you're having any of that, then that is also super related to kind of what's going on. If you're having problems with estrogen levels, that can be also related. Some other things that you really don't think are associated with gut health would be athletic performance, poor ability to recover. You're always deficient in some sort of nutrient, like you're bruising really easily, you're taking vitamin C, and you don't know really what's going on. All of that can be really associated with your nutrient absorption and gut health. So in anything, there's been huge links to high blood pressure. I mean, no, that's like cardiovascular health, right? But there is a link back. So I think if you are having some of these problems, maybe that I mentioned, or anxiety and depression is another one that people don't think is related, then yeah, I do think that's relevant. I mean, if you're feeling great, you don't have any of these issues, you know, I may not recommend that in practice because gut and stool tests aren't cheap. And so I think I really kind of try to triage what the most important issue is for somebody. And if they tell me, hey, I'm really not having any problems with my gut, I know it's hormones, I'm at this stage in my life and my hormones are changing, then, you know, that's not going to be something that I'm going to look at. So really depends on the person. But yeah, I think a lot of people end up having a stool test coming out of my office.
Well, Dr. Ann, how can my audience get a hold of you? You have your podcast, Gut Health Reset. What, any website or social media that you like directing people to?
Yeah. So the Gut Health Reset podcast is a podcast. And then our practice is ALT, A-L-T, FAM, F-A-M, Med, M-E-D, short for Alternative Family Medicine.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. And the audience knows I always put it in the show notes too, so I can just click on the links and get a hold of you. But yeah, this was a wealth of information and something I've been working on too this last year. So it's little tweaks I can do and maybe get tested one day.
Awesome. Let me know.
Well, thank you, Dr. Ann, for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate being here. This was fun.
Absolutely. All right. If you'd like a little bit of help of checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help you point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top. Thank you for listening. And I just wanted to put out there, if anyone has any questions about dieting, working out, supplements, fasting, you know, I can go on and on with all the different topics on this show. Please check out my show notes for my email or check out my website contact page. And let me know what your question is, and I'll do a whole episode about it. One of the funnest parts of training clients is, you know, everyone's different, has different issues. There's always that one thing that kind of catches me off guard, and I might actually have to do a little research for it, but I love playing that personal trainer detective. So please reach out if you have something, and thanks for listening.